I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
The world to me. It's one of the biggest titles in my career so far.
It's just the fourth professional tennis title in the five-year career of Russian Karen Khachanov, and the Paris Masters is definitely his biggest, coming against the amazing Novak Djokovic of Serbia, 7-5, 6-4.
I couldn't be happier to finish the season like this, you know, to win the last tournament of the season, especially Masters 1000 against Novak Djokovic, world number one in the world, so that's all explanation.
Djokovic had a chance to tie Spaniard Rafael Nadal with a record-matching 33rd Masters title. Despite having the most indoor Paris tournament titles with four, Djokovic would not pin his loss on seeming a bit drained after surviving an epic three-hour semifinal against Swiss great Roger Federer.
All the credit to him. He deserves it. He's a young player, up and coming, but already established player, top player, and he showed great quality today, and he showed why we're going to see a lot of him in the future.
He was impressed with the young Russian style.
From back of the court, flat backhands and forehand, it can really hurt you. You know, that's a big weapon in serve. I mean, serve is really, really strong and precise. So his overall game was really, really great all week.
Djokovic, this year's Wimbledon and U.S. Open champion, heads to the season-ending ATP Finals in London with much to enjoy.
I'm satisfied, of course. I'm going to be number one tomorrow officially, and what more can I ask for? I mean, I won 20-plus matches in a row and had the most amazing last 5 months of the year, so I'm getting into season finale with a lot of confidence and feeling good about my game. Hopefully, health-wise, physically, I'll be fine in a week time when it all starts in London.
While his season is over, Khachanov will embark shortly on his next one, as he did this year.
The same goals as it was for this year, to try to finish as high as possible, to keep working with my team, with my on my game, to try to improve day by day, to be competing against guys like Novak on the biggest tournaments more consistently.
He's the GOAT, the greatest of all time, at least in the eyes of New England Patriots fans, and perhaps everyone else too. Tom Brady has done it all, and in many cases, more often than any other quarterback in National Football League history. A five-time Super Bowl champion, four-time Super Bowl Most Valuable Player, three-time NFL MVP, 13 Pro Bowl appearances, and the list goes on. Let's add, first NFL player in history to amass more than 80,000 yards, a record broken during the Patriots' 31-17 win over the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, these are all team awards. I certainly can't throw it to myself. I've got so many great teammates, guys blocking, and coaches coaching, and this is a great team sport, so I just see those as all great team awards. I'm happy someone from the Patriots has it, and the fact that I get to play quarterback is pretty great for me.
Modest as always, Brady seemed unaware he had reached the milestone as he spoke with the media following the game.
For career yards passing?
Total yards, passing, rushing, etc.
Rushing. I went backwards tonight a few times, so need more videos, I guess, from my Instagram guys.
Justin Rose of England needed an extra hole to beat Li Haotong of China after a back-and-forth finish to win the Turkish Airlines Open Golf Tournament.
It was a fun battle. Obviously, I got myself two ahead with a few to play. Haotong made a wonderful eagle there at 15. You know, the 16th, we both were right in there tight, and, you know, I kind of got my nose in front again.
Despite carding a 2-under-par eagle to help him tie Rose at 17-under-par, Li was overtaken by good putting.
Well, it's a tough day for me. I think I've been playing well this whole week, but just didn't hold a few putt on the last. That was him.
Rose had won the event last year, and this win marks the first time in his 20-year career that he has successfully defended a title.
It's taken me a long time to do it. Maybe I haven't won enough tournaments to give myself enough opportunities to defend, but, you know, you often, you know, this golf course obviously suits my eye, and when you do find a golf course that does suit your eye, you feel like you should give yourself a few opportunities to win there. So, but to do it back-to-back was very special this week.
Spaniard Adrian Otegi missed the playoff by 2 shots, even with an adaptation that greatly helped to lower his score.
I changed my putting grip, and that gave me a little bit more, more feeling and more rhythm. So I putted really, really good today.
And the overall result?
6 birdies, no bogeys is always a very good way to finish.
Also 2 shots outside the playoff was Thomas Detry of Belgium, whose strong play was helped by not playing.
It shows how important rest is, you know. I wasn't playing that bad of a golf a few weeks ago, but I just needed 2 weeks of rest, you know, to have a fresh mind and a fresh swing. And I got here with a fresh mind, fresh body, and that's what happened. So top three and pretty good, pretty happy.
Along with earning a repeat champion status, Justin Rose also regains bragging rights as the world's top-ranked golfer.
That's just something to be proud of. It doesn't mean much. It doesn't give you much. It certainly doesn't give you any extra, you know, it doesn't make you one under par on the first tee next time you play, but it's just something to be proud of for sure.
European, Canadian, and American athletes dominate the sport of ice hockey. While it's unusual to see Asians skating among them, 3 Asian-American players have found their way to the University of Maryland's Division III ice hockey team. Audrey Widodo joins us to share their stories of overcoming and breaking stereotypes in a sport we'll see return to prominence in the region at the 2022 Beijing Games, the second consecutive Winter Olympics held in Asia.
Kun Do is a sophomore physics major who grew up in Ames, Iowa, which he says is practically in the middle of nowhere, and is currently on his second year playing on the team.
It's always fun representing your school and playing for your friends. Personally, I just want to become a better hockey player and play the best sport in the world with awesome, awesome guys.
Stephen Fan is a sophomore computer engineering major who grew up in Potomac, Maryland with Kevin Zong, who is a sophomore computer science major, and this year it'll be their first season with the team. They have all been playing ice hockey ever since they could walk, and Steven has noticed the lack of diversity in the sport.
I've been playing hockey for over 10 years. I see a lot of white people. Almost everyone's white.
Which is why Kevin experiences people being fascinated by the fact that he plays hockey, which makes his family proud.
My dad loves it. He always brings it up like, oh, you're an Asian playing hockey. That makes you special.
Steven could also say the same.
My dad is actually really passionate about ice hockey, and he supported me ever since I was a kid, so I'm really, really grateful for that.
For Kun's family, it's a whole different story.
They hate how it's really expensive, but I held on. They also think it's really dangerous. They're always worried that I get injured, and I did get injured a couple times, but, you know, I think they were also very supportive about it because every game I played, they would always be there cheering me on.
Despite all the love and support from their families, when they're on the ice, helmets on, sticks in hand, their world is hit with a slap shot.
I grew up in the Midwest where there aren't a lot of Asian hockey players, and so I felt like I was discriminated at some points. I took on some racial slurs while on the ice.
Steven says that hockey is a game for intellectuals, and taking the high road will always get you those dubs.
I think that they just try to emotionally upset you and to make you play worse. But honestly, most of the time it makes you more angry and it makes you more aggressive, so it makes you faster, and that really doesn't help them.
All of them say that their college experience playing hockey so far has been a memorable one, and that the players they meet now have been the nicest ones in the sport.
I think everyone's grown up a lot. They know that the game comes first than trying to, you know, insult other people. Anyone can become a very good player, you know, regardless of race.
I think that, like, when we wear our jerseys, we're not just playing for ourselves and we're not playing for our races, but we're playing for each other, and that kind of transcends, like, race overall.
Through it all, these 3 have stuck together from their high school days in Wooten and now to their college years. And here in Maryland, they're now in a line. With Kun at the center, Stephen playing left wing, and Kevin on the right, they call themselves the Asian Line.
Check out Audrey Widodo's full story on SoundCloud, along with her other good work. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.